Hi, I'm Dominic Encinas, leader of The Heart. I want to welcome you to The Heart Podcast. Thank you for letting us be a small part in your journey of faith. I hope this message today encourages you and strengthens you. Big things can happen when we expect God to move, so I pray today that God would speak to you through this message.
We're in week two of our message series that we just started called Rest. Simply Rest. And I shared last week that rest is something that I am not good at. I am not skilled in the art of resting. Every time I actually take some time to rest, I feel lazy. I'm not saying I am lazy, but I feel lazy. So then I make myself get up and do something, do anything. And so part of this series that we're in is I want to be challenging myself along with, well, I mean, everything we do, I challenge you and myself with it. But rest for sure is something that I personally need work on. So I was trying to think of some of the times that I have experienced rest in my life and what that did for me, what that did for my body, my brain, my heart, my soul, whatever it happens to be, and all these different areas. And sometimes rest in one way can, you know, help rest in, you know, rest in one part of your life can bleed over into other parts of your life where you rest. And sometimes it's just that one particular thing that you need rest with. And so last week we defined rest, okay? And we said rest is basically the same thing as peace. So you cannot be working or not doing chores, but it doesn't mean you're resting if you're not letting yourself be at peace. So when it comes to rest, you know it's rest. And that's why we started last week with the definition of rest, okay? Because I want us to know when we're experiencing rest. I want us to recognize rest. And we know it's rest if we feel at peace, if we are experiencing peace. Not just taking a break, not just putting life on pause, not just stopping your stress so you can scroll on TikTok or Instagram for a while. And then get back to it, and you're not any more rested because you weren't really resting. You weren't at peace. You were just distracting yourself. So today, as we dig more into this idea of peace and what that can look like in our lives, rest as well. We'll edit that out. Today, I want to talk about why you should rest. And it might seem obvious, and maybe it is to you, but I still think it's important to talk through the things that even might be obvious, because those things that we already know, those things that already might seem obvious, are sometimes the most important things to repeat to ourselves. And so I want to talk about why we should rest, why you should rest. And yes, I said should, and I never say should, but I just did. Why is it important for us to rest? I was thinking about this. Me and a friend of mine, his name's Mark. We used to kind of, for a little bit of side money, a little side hustle back in the day, fix iPhone screens. And by we, I mean him, and I would support him. I was moral support, obviously. The personality hire, they call me. And so we would do iPhone screens sometimes. Well, it got to the point where he was really good at it, and I didn't have the patience for it. And so I came to him one time, my iPhone screen was broken. This was years and years ago. I took to him and said, hey man, can you help me with this iPhone screen? I'm having trouble with it. So we get out all of our stuff and we all get our, you know, we get our glasses out because we're getting older a little bit. And we get, you know, we got our glasses on and we got lights, and the lights are like right up here next to our eyeballs. You've seen old people, right? And the light is right up here, and you know, we're working on it, we can't get this connection, we can't quite get that, and we're both really good at it. And of course, by we, I mean him, and we're getting real close in there, and we're working on it for like an hour and a half, and then we're coming up on 2 hours, and he says, you know what we need to do? We need to rest our eyes. He seriously said, we need to rest our eyes. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, why don't we go to, you know, you go home, we'll get some rest, get some sleep, and tomorrow, with fresh eyes, we'll be able to do this. And I'm like, I don't know, man, we really should get it done tonight. We really should just get it done now. And so I said, okay, all right, you know, I trust Mark. So we go our separate ways, get some sleep, come over the next morning. We're done in 15 minutes because we had fresh eyes. And I didn't want to admit to him that I think that's what worked, but I think that's what it was. So I wonder how many times in our life we think to ourselves, we should just finish this, that we should just push through being tired. We should push through being exhausted. We should push through the stress. We should push through the anxiety, through the anger, through the frustration. Just keep on pushing so we can hurry up and finish this thing that we're doing. So we can hurry up and get to the end of whatever it is we're experiencing. But what if, just like Mark with his tired eyes, his old eyes, tell him I said that next time you see him. What if, just like Mark, we said, what if we took a rest? And tomorrow, with our fresh eyes, we can look at this problem again. Tomorrow, with the fresh eyes, we can look at this situation again and see if anything's different. See if we can look at it more effectively. See if we can find a new path through this problem we've been experiencing all night. Is this helping address maybe anything going on in your life? Is there something that you have just kept on pushing through, kept on forcing yourself to stay in it, forcing yourself to finish it so you don't let it go, you don't ignore it, so you don't pretend it's not there? Because sometimes, right, that's the case. That's kind of the push and pull with this, right? Is there are sometimes, there are some experiences, and we'll dig into this next week. There are some experiences where you do need to keep pushing through. We'll dig into that next week. But there are times when that's wise. There are times when that is needed. But I'm not talking about that today. I'm talking about looking for the rest, relentlessly and intentionally looking for, seeking for rest. I wrote something down that I wanted to share with you before we get into the verse today. Resting replenishes what might be weary to allow for repair and growth. Resting replenishes what might be weary to allow for repair and growth. Now, I'm not saying our eyes that night were repaired and they grew, but I would say that our eyes were weary and they needed rest. And something that was taking us up to 2 hours with rested eyes took less than 15 minutes to finish the next morning. Now, you might say, logically, well, if you'd have kept on pushing through, even if it would have taken you 4 hours, you still would have been done before the next morning. Yeah, true. But we would have been frustrated, and we wouldn't have slept well, and we wouldn't have been able to experience the peace that came from understanding that rest helped us to be more efficient. Rest helped us to see the problem differently. Rest helped us to experience that fix, to experience that part of the journey. So I have a verse I want to look at together today. It's actually in the book of Psalms. I don't always read out of the book of Psalms. I don't have a problem with it or anything. But Psalms can be, it's a lot of poetic-type songs, poetry, prayers. So a lot of it is metaphorical. And what I want to look at today is one of those songs, a poetic-type song. And I'm not going to sing it, unless you want me to. By a round of applause. No, I'm just kidding. Not going to sing it, but I want us to look at the words. Look at the lyrics of this poetic song. I'm going to read verse 1 and then verse 10. Okay, I don't always do that either, and that's okay if that you can look at it later. Psalm 46 is what we're going to look at. Psalm 46, 1 and then 10. But let's just read that first verse and see what it says. Watch this. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. God is our refuge and our strength. And so even just stopping there at Psalm 46, verse 1, when you think of the word refuge, when do you need a refuge? When does one need a refuge? Is it when you're weary? When you're sick? When you're tired? When you need to go somewhere, not just to sleep, not just to escape, right? When I think of refuge, and maybe you don't, but let me tell you what I think. When I think of refuge, I think of a place where I need to feel safe, right? Not just sit down, but to sit down and be vulnerable. Do you see what I'm saying? To be vulnerable in my soul, in my body, in my mind, to not have to be on guard with what could happen or what might happen. That's what a refuge can do. And the start of this poetic song, this prayer says, God is our refuge, our safe place for our soul to not be on guard anymore, to not worry about what's going to happen next. You don't need to worry about what's going to happen to you next when you're in a refuge. You don't need to keep your guard up when you're in a refuge. That is where you can experience rest. That's when you can experience rest, because here's what you're doing. You can shut all your defenses off because you are already being protected in the refuge. And I wonder when the last time is for you, for me, that I let God be my refuge. When have you let God be your refuge? If you're anything like me, one of your part-time jobs is worrying about everything in your life. One of your favorite pastimes is worrying about what might happen, worrying about what's happening right now, or worrying about what has happened. And then if you're really good at it like I am, you mix all three of those up in a blender and you think about it all day. But what if you and I were able to let God be our refuge? You might say he already is. He is. But we get to say if we're going to let him be that refuge or not. We get to decide if we're going to experience that peace. Just because God has peace for us, just because God is our refuge, doesn't mean we're always going to experience peace. We have to be able to say, okay, I want some of that. I'm going to let myself be a refuge. I'm going to let myself be in this refuge. I'm going to let myself be there. It's like if I go to my parents' house, I gratefully, thankfully, both of my parents are still alive. And if I go to their house and they have all this food in the fridge and they have all these snacks and they say, are you hungry? And I am hungry. They say, would you like something to eat? And I say, no, I can't do that. No, I couldn't. I provide my own food. And they're looking around, they're like, we have all this food. We have some of your favorite foods. We have red chili enchiladas. We have green chili enchiladas. We have Thin Mints from the Girl Scout cookies. They're out of season. They saved them for me. I mean, they're in season right now. Does anybody have any? Okay. We have all your favorite snacks. If you're hungry, we have exactly what you want. Take it. Feel free to take it. There's no charge. Do you want a Cherry Coke Zero? I'm just giving you guys a list so you can start buying me things. Are you paying attention? We have Cherry Coke Zero. We have Sprite Zero. We have Fresca. You want a liquid IV? You want a cold water? You want water on ice? No. I couldn't possibly take any of that. I'll worry about what I'm going to eat. I'll worry about what I'm going to drink. If I'm hungry, I'll go out and get food, and then I'll bring it back. Can you imagine how my parents would be like, what? Why is he going out to get something to heat? We have all of this stuff. We'll heat it up for you. We'll make it for you. We'll serve it to you. No, I can't do that. That is the attitude that we can possibly have when God says, I am your refuge. If you want peace, it's waiting for you here. If you need hope, it's waiting for you here. I have all the peace you need. I have all the rest that you could possibly desire here in my presence. And what if you and I could let ourselves be in that presence? Experience the presence. You want to know how? You want to know how we can experience that presence? It's in verse 10. So let's go to verse 10. Watch this. And maybe you've heard this before, and it's okay if you haven't. Verse 10 says this, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. Be still and know that I am God. Does anybody have a hard time, a difficult time, an impossible time being still? I have an incredibly hard time being still. I don't even know how. If you're anything like me, the more still you are, the more you start thinking about all the things that you're worried about. I was less stressed when I was busy than when I'm still. Because I'm doing things. I'm in action. But like I learned with Mark, when we're resting, when we rest our eyes, it changes the perspective, literally and metaphorically. And so what if being still is the best place to experience how great God is, how big God is, how much peace God can bring. But that takes intention. You can't accidentally be still. Maybe sometimes if your phone dies and you're in the middle of the woods, and maybe you can accidentally be still in that respect. But rarely does that happen. It's going to take you and I, it's going to take us being intentional to be still. We have to want to be still, to quiet our mind, to quiet our soul. That takes intention because there's so many things to think about. There's so many things to worry about. There's so many things to plan for. There's so many things that have happened that we need to correct or fix or make amends for. And there's going to be more mistakes in the future. So with all these things going on in the past, in the present, and in our future, it's going to take us being intentionally still to experience the rest that we really, really need. Experience the rest that we really, really want. Wouldn't it be so wonderful and so beautiful if you and I could have just a little bit of rest? A little bit of that peace that God brings, not just quiet, not just a noiseless evening, but a peaceful evening. Not just a weekend where nothing terrible happens, but a weekend where you feel rejuvenated, you feel replenished, you feel refreshed. I know that not everybody, well, actually, I wrote something down I want to read to you. Let me read this. Resting helps to clear away clutter and allows our minds and hearts to focus on what matters. When it comes to this idea of being still, finding the quiet, I don't mean turning the volume down. I'm talking about finding the quiet. That can help you clear away the clutter that's in your mind, the clutter that's in your soul, all of these things that we worry about that we have no control over, right? I don't know if I've said this before, but I read this somewhere that if you don't have control over something, then there's no reason to worry because you can't control it. If you do have control to do something, then there's no reason to worry because you can do something about it. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? But if we find the quiet, if we let ourselves rest, what we'll find is we clear away the clutter. Take things off the counter. Then you can see the space. You can see how much space you have, how much space there is in the peace that God provides, how much space there is in the rest that God gives. In that refuge where you can be truly vulnerable, vulnerable in your heart, vulnerable in your spirit, vulnerable in your mind. That's a scary place to be. Almost by definition, being vulnerable is scary because you are allowing yourself space to be hurt, to be attacked, unguarded. But it's in our unguarded times, it's in our vulnerable state that we experience peace. I know that maybe not everybody loves to work out or, you know, physical fitness, whatever it is, but see if you can hang with me on this. Because as this week, I was kind of looking up, you know, the different things of like, you know, why is rest important to the mind? Why is rest important to the soul? Why is rest important to the body? And all of these physical fitness people all around the world for decades and decades and decades have known that you normally, I know some people are freaks of nature, but if you're going to work out and you're going to work out hard, you don't work out every single day all year long. You don't do it. You have at least one day out of every 3 or 4 or 5 days that is called, does anybody know? Can anybody tell me what's it called? Rest day. It's rest day. Sorry, they're only going to get harder. That was the easiest one. Why do you have rest day? Some people have active rest day. Don't get me started. I'm actively resting. Some people have rest day. Why would you need a rest day? Does anybody know? The reason you need a rest day is that so the muscles that you have worked out, this is nature, okay? This is God's creation, and rest is baked in. To be able to get your body to what you want it to be, you need rest. So the muscles that you worked out, the things that you worked on, the things that you have been actively working on in your life, in your body, in your muscles, you need the rest day so your muscles can repair themselves and grow. It's absolutely true. If that is true for our body, and it's true for our eyes, can it be true for your soul? Can it be true for your mind? If we are what God has created, and the way our bodies work is when we rest, when we sleep, when we are letting our body rest, we are replenishing our body. We are refueling our body, refueling our energy. If that is true, how much more true can it be for our soul? How much more true can it be for our mind? But that's not so easy. That's not as easy, because that takes intention. That's where we get to decide if we want it or not. And maybe looking at a rest day from working out is easy enough. You just don't go back to the gym that day. But finding a rest day for your soul is not as easy, because our mind's always going, our heart's always going. And we're worried about this, and we're thinking about this person, and you know, sometimes we get in our own way, right? I haven't prayed in this many days, and I can't just come to God now and start praying. I need to do some work. I need to do some things to get back in good standing, get my account in good standing, or however heaven works. We have to be intentional about the rest that we look for. I wrote one more thing down I want to share with you. Rest reminds us of God in us. When we are able to be still, to find the quiet, rest reminds us of God in us. And that gives us the strength to move forward when we need to, where we need to. That rest, that peace, that stillness, that finding the quiet reminds us. It helps us to see how gigantic the presence of God is. It's somewhat counterintuitive, because you would think, well, maybe we can just look around and see God's presence, but sometimes we are blinded by how busy we are. We're blinded by how much we have going on. And so if we can find the quiet just for a moment, according to Psalm 46, that's where we can know that He is God. That's where we can know. How would we know? Because we are stilling ourselves. We are quieting ourselves. We are resting and experiencing the presence, experiencing the peace, experiencing the rest that we have in God. And God is in us. God is with us. And through peace, through rest, we experience God through us. That's what I want for you. I want you to be able to experience peace. I want to be able to experience peace. I want one of my skills, one of my new skills that I'm going to put on my resume, is that I know how to rest. That I let myself rest. And see, the truth is, you might already know what it feels like to rest, but you avoid it. Or you're scared to do it. Or you don't want to let yourself do it. But I'm telling you, it's in that rest, it's in that quiet, it's in that stillness that we experience God. It's in that stillness that we experience the rest that God provides, if we're willing to find that quiet. If you could close your eyes and bow your heads for a moment, I want to pray with you today. I'm going to pray for us to be able to let ourselves find refuge in God. It's already there. It's already there. It's already waiting for us. It's already a fridge full of our favorite snacks. It's already the most comfortable bed you've ever slept in, with the room at the exact right temperature and the fans at the right speed, and it's nap time, baby. I'm going to pray for us to let ourselves experience that peace, that rest. Let's do it. God, thank you so much. For who you are, for what you have done for what you're doing now and for what you're working on for our future, for our lives. I pray that this peace that you offer, this rest that you have created for us, I pray that we would step into it, that we would embrace it, that we would experience it, that we would let ourselves be still. We would let ourselves find that quiet so we can experience and know that you are God. We thank you for this today, and we pray that in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Heart Podcast. At The Heart, we like to say you don't have to go to church here to go to church here. That means you are already part of the community just by listening to the message today. If today's message connected with you, we want to invite you to share it with someone who may benefit from it. We would love to be a part of your journey of faith. Please visit us online at www.theheart.church/next to see what your next step may be. And if you live near San Marcos, Texas, we would like to invite you to visit us in person this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember to be bold this week and connect with those around you. It's how your relationships grow and how your faith grows.